Bloomington Normal parents received troubling news to start the school year. Slightly elevated lead levels found in some Unit 5 and District 87 elementary schools. The lead was found because of a new state law that went into effect this year, requiring elementary schools and daycares statewide to test their drinking water. GLT's Ryan Denham tries to answer the real question, how worried should parents be about this? He starts by asking Justin DeWitt, the Illinois Department of Public Health's environmental health chief engineer.
I think what level should you be concerned about? Really, any level of lead, you should be concerned. But within that, I think there's levels of concern. Should you pull your kid out of that school or take some drastic steps? Absolutely not. You know, that is not the message we're sending. I think parents need to ask questions and work affirmatively with the districts that they belong to about what their plans are to address any levels of lead in the drinking water at the school.
District 87 notified parents last month that elevated lead levels were found in possible drinking water sources at four of its elementary schools, Bent, Irving, Oakland, and Sheridan. Most are kitchen-type sinks in cafeterias, and others are sinks in nursing offices. One is a classroom sink that's also used as a drinking fountain. Here is District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley talking to me last month.
I'm not a health expert, but obviously if I'm a parent of a kid, I may have some questions. We provide them with some information to help answer those questions.
District 87 has shut off each of the water sources and will address them by replacing fixtures, adding filters, and other changes. Parents were notified because fixtures in those four schools tested just above the state's new lead threshold for notification, 5 parts per billion in the water. In Unit 5, 6 schools were found with lead levels above that notification threshold. It's Fairview, Colleen Hoos, Hudson, Parkside, Sugar Creek, and Towanda. Unit 5 superintendent says those lead levels of above 5 parts per billion were found in what is called a first flush of water when a tap is first opened. Those levels dropped to non-detectable once the water in the faucets had run for several minutes, what's called a flush. Daniel says Unit 5 intends to fix the problem by replacing the aerators and faucets that contain lead.
We'll probably look at non-detectable numbers, but if there were, we would go to another phase of mitigation, which could be a filter. It could be a replacement of a sink, something of that nature, and we'll just work our way through.
Here's Justin DeWitt from the Illinois Department of Public Health talking about how schools are dealing with problem fixtures once they're found.
Where we see these excessive levels, meaning, you know, triple digits or even high double digits, we anticipate, and I think most schools are taking immediate action. They're taking that kitchen sink or that faucet out of service, and they're trying to find whatever way possible to reduce the amount of lead in that water. Usually it involves changing out the fixture, and we see an improvement right away. And I've not found a school yet that isn't acting on those levels when they get them. Where we see these single-digit levels, there could be a lot of reasons for that, and those are hard to track down. It could be somewhere in the plumbing, not in the fixture. There could be a lot of reasons they're seeing those very low levels. And what we often find is if the district and its students just flush a little bit of water through that fixture before they use it, that those levels typically will go down to zero or what we call non-detect. So some of it is just a cultural shift for us as users of potable water in buildings, rather than walking up to the drinking fountain and, you know, bending over to get a drink and drinking that first drop of water. We may let that run for 30 seconds or so before we do that. And just by doing those few simple things, students, teachers, parents can all reduce their risk. And that really applies not just in schools, but everywhere we go.
Daycares before the year 2000 will also be required to conduct testing once rules are developed by the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services and the Illinois Department of Public Health.